KB4 CPA Mobile.
KC4 CBA, I believe this is KC4 Yankee Papa Foxtrot.
Mr. YPF, I believe it is. Nair's David, KB4 CBA. I'm mobile. I'm on the perimeter road right now at the mall.
I'm sitting here in my bonus room, still trying to work from home for the last several months, and on a little HT with a quarter wave mag mount antenna, so I probably sound pretty scratchy.
Your full quality in the repeater sounds really good. If you hadn't told me what you were talking on, I would have thought you were on a mobile rig or something.
I haven't talked very much in several years, and you know how things, that little thing called life gets in the way of a lot of things, and I've just recently got my little HT back out since the HF bands are not too good right now, and just started goosing around with my little HT some more. I'm thinking about getting into DMR. Have you ever done that? Do you have any experience with that at all?
I really don't have any interest in it. We studied that in the extra class, and it just didn't interest me.
Very complicated, and it has a pretty steep learning curve, that is for sure. I'm still getting my head wrapped around it before I take the plunge. I've got a good friend down in Clemson that... He's an electrical engineer, and he's single and spends a lot of his money on radios. And so he told me he could fix me up, and I could try his out and see if I liked it or not before I took the plunge. So I'm kicking that around.
Really, the way to do it is, you know, if you can find somebody that's got already got set up and everything, and then you can make a more informed decision.
I thought I would take it up on his offer. So we shall see. I've got a whole lot more I can do with what I have got before I spend more money. And I'm thinking I'm going to retire in another year or so. And if I'm going to pick up another radio, now's the time to do it.
I had to buy this radio. My 2-meter 440 mobile went out. Of course, I've had it close to 20 years, I imagine, and it finally bit the dust, and so I bought this ICOM 2730 and 2-meter 440. It's a nice radio. It's got aircraft receive, marine receive, and well, it's just it's got the detachable face, which I wanted, because I really don't have a place in this Mustang to mount a big chunky radio under the, you know, under the dash.
D7J, hey, is that 2730? Is that what you said, David?
Bob, I just got it Saturday.
Okay, yeah, I didn't mean to butt in. I think you're talking to Phil. And good afternoon, both of you. Yeah, I've got two 2730s, one in the Hummer and one in the Shack.
This one, I'll tell you, it's really nice, and the software is supposed to be here today with the cable, so I can program it. I put a few frequencies in there, but I can program it from right here in the car.
What happened, but that entire transmission was pretty much lost in the noise. I don't know if I've got a problem here on my end or not. I'm assuming you're still copying me. I'm going to sign with you. KC4YPF, I enjoyed our short QSO. I'll be listening for you later on, and I'm not sure what the deal is with the repeater. I think I've gotten off frequency a little bit, is what I think's happened.
It could have been where I had, being mobile, I had stopped. stopped in, I may have stopped in a bad place. That happens.
I'm pretty much hitting my limit trying to reach this repeater, but anyway, good talking to you. Around the mall on the perimeter road, a lot of crazies on the road, and hope you have a good afternoon. KC4YPF.
4YPF, KB4CBA Mobile. Go ahead, Bob. This is KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, David.
He's got everybody and their brother checking in here. Tell you what, I think Bob's still in here, ND7J. How you doing, Rusty?
Hey, sorry about that. My neighbor caught me, ND7J.
And there's a Bob back. Well, I'm doing pretty good, David. I got my test results back, and actually I had to be tested twice in about a 10-day period, and ended up being both times it came back, I did not have the COVID virus, and I had never had the COVID virus, so that's a good thing. But I'm pretty much staying around the house doing things here, playing with the radio and working on the computer and things like that. So I'm kind of, you know, just staying away from problem areas. Go ahead, Bob.
As I was pulling down the road here, and my neighbor stopped me to tell me she was going on a little trip here. So anyway, yeah, David, I got two of these 2730s, and I don't know who the other gentleman there was. I didn't mean to run him off. But I really like them. I just did a little bit of work on mine this morning.
Much of that, Bob. You went down. We got the beginning of where your neighbor stopped you, and then you went down. All static just kind of wiped you out there. Go back. Come back. Try again. Yeah. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
In my driveway, I got a dead spot, so I had to back up 6 feet. Anyway, David, yeah, I have two of these radios. I really like them a lot. One in the shack and one in the truck here.
Find this one, and I hate to see the old ICOM 207 by the dust, but this is a good replacement here.
There you got it. I thought I heard you talking about it the other day, and go ahead, Rusty, back to you.
Yeah, I understand. Those are good radios. I don't have one, but I've talked to people that have them and everything. So, that sounds like you got yours installed, David, so that's good and all. And, just haven't been on the radio a whole lot lately. I've been, like I said, pretty much staying at home. And if I do run out somewhere, it's like today, I ran out to the post office, pick up, drop mail in, going out, bring something back, and stop long enough, put $10 worth of gas in the car. And then back to the house, because I'm pretty much, staying here, running up there like that, or maybe occasionally making a trip up to the grocery store and church on Sunday. But so that's about it. I'm not doing a whole lot. I'm doing a lot of stuff online with Zoom, so that's taking care of that. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of following that same pattern. I'm out and about, but shopping early in the morning. I always go in the morning if I'm going to go shopping for the most part. Sometimes you can't help it. And I'm actually not doing nothing for the next about 5 days, so I'm on a little vacation. I'm going to work around the house and put some gutter guards on, and I'm going to pressure wash two sides, front peak of my house, get that done. That's about it. Go ahead, David.
That's staying in vacation to me, Bob. Good night. My idea of a vacation is sitting around doing nothing.
Just doing things for yourself or your own home rather than somebody else's. Go ahead, Rusty.
It's about here. I got to get some steps built down here and get that done. That's the next thing I got to do around here, and then get some gutters replaced. Cleaned out and then replaced, because the soffit on the front of the house is getting weak and all where the gutters are leaking, but that's a different story. So anyway, anyway, but more things to be done, as they say. So, like I said, I'm just working around the house, doing things I need to do here I can, and playing on the radio, moving up some other antenna, got to move some antenna wires around over the next couple of days. I get up early in the morning, get out there and do it, then it where it's not so hot, and I'll be a little better at it. So, anyway, but that's what's going on here. Go ahead, David.
You need to get a Carolina Wyndham back up in the trees. I got any takers? And Taylor's, right, less than a mile from, you know, where Roadhouse is on Taylor's and Rutherford Road runs into, dead ends into Taylor's and the Wade Hampton right there. I live in a subdivision back off of Rutherford there.
No idea where that's at, but how far away from Hendersonville are you?
About 35 minutes.
When I can find time, drive down there and bring my launcher, or you're welcome to come up here and get my launcher. And you can do it yourself. If you need help, I'm happy to come down there. Problem is, I don't get a lot of time to do it when I'm home and I'm not working and I've got stuff around here I need to do it. But is there not somebody down there that's got a launcher closer to you?
And a couple of people, I think they're a little afraid, still afraid of the COVID, but I might talk to Dave, I think ND7J, and see if he'll let me borrow his, like he has a thing called a slingshot. It's supposed to be real accurate.
I know for sure has a launcher, and I think he lives somewhere down your way. I have seen him offer it up many times. And I'm pretty sure he lives close by. Let me see who else has got one. Jim Porterfield has got one. I'm not sure how far away from you he is. He's in Greyport. Or you could use mine. Or I still need to go to Rusty's to shoot a line up at his house. That's how I haven't gotten there in about a year.
Well, I'll talk to the two Daves then. See if I can call one of them into. The last time I talked to Dave, ND7J, I mean, W4DJW, he was just a little skittish about coming out and because of the COVID virus.
Or DJW, and I don't blame him. You know, everybody's got to feel comfortable. I think really your best bet, I wouldn't mind coming. I'm not that concerned. If I'm that concerned, I'll wear a mask. You know, it's whatever, you know, or we just wear a mask and stay far apart. For me, David, it's just finding the time. It's just finding the time to be able to drive down there, spend an hour, whatever, hour and a half, whatever, and then drive back. When I'm not working, I just got a ton of stuff at my house I'm trying to get done here.
I was just sort of really kidding. I wouldn't expect either one of y'all to, you know, because both of y'all live pretty good ways from where I am. And I'm sure there's somebody, well, I know there's somebody closer. And y'all know Phil Gardner, W4NGU, his wife's in the hospital, so say a prayer for her. She doesn't have COVID, she's got some other problem. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's serious enough for them to admit her. So anyway, and the bad thing is they won't let you go in. You have to, you can't go in. So he's just sitting out there in the car. I don't know. I don't know if they. if they're going to let him go in at a certain time or what.
That's for sure. Less odd that they won't let him go in. My wife had to go to the hospital the other day. We were actually concerned about her having it. But she also gets pneumonia almost every year right about this time. We're pretty sure it was pneumonia. But anyway, when she went to the hospital, you know, we called and asked if I would be able to go with her, and they said, yeah. So I don't know. It's, I guess it's just different at each hospital. But anyway, WU2T is taking it, D7J. I don't want to get out of here and go in the house.
All right, well, I'm just sitting here reading some articles that people have sent me on some stuff I'm working on, but my doctor's office, they're not even, they're seeing patients, but they're seeing us outdoors underneath the tents that they've set up, and the doctors come to us and all the people, so everything is going on that, so that's the way that goes. Well, Bob, I'll let you go, and I'll let Dave go, too, because I just got back to the house a few minutes ago, and I need to go do a few things, get caught back up, decide what I'm going to do about something for lunch here in a little while. I'll talk to you both later. KB4CBA to take it with ND7J. This is W2T. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I'm in the noisiest part of White Hampton here. I hope I'm making the repeater. All right, Rusty, it's good to hear you in there. You take care. Always a pleasure. And go ahead and pick it up, Bob.
Good one. And David, if you need my launcher, you're more than welcome to come and get it. It's really easy to use. It's like shooting a gun. It's very accurate. Most of the time you can do it in one try unless you forget to open the bail on the fishing rod, or the fishing reel, rather. But it's easy to use, and you can get a rope up, well, as high as any tree that you have, I guarantee you that. Anyway, I got to get out of here. I'm heading to the house. I'll talk to you both later. ND7J, I'll be clear.
So you have a good one, and stay out of the heat if you possibly can. I tell you, I just finished playing tennis, and I am wore slap out. 73 is ND7J, KB4, CBA, mobile.